This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Metal Shop, and in studio right now, round two of an interview with Zoth.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Harry.
Yeah, we had these guys in a couple weeks back. Had some technical difficulties.
But it's okay. We have a brand new studio, and that is bound to happen, but it's cool to have you guys up here. We are talking about Hail Santa 8.
Yeah.
It is the Christmas season, and that means it is Hail Santa season. So this is the 8th year of Hail Santa. Tyler, you're like one of the main guys behind Hail Santa. I think this is your project, right?
Yeah, that is the case.
It's his brainchild.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. So 8 years, dude.
Yeah, and congratulations, yeah. First of all.
Thank you.
Well, we've seen, like, we've had friends that have hosted festivals like Rainfest and stuff like that. We see how much hair these dudes pull out, you know, trying to book a fest. So we know it's not easy. So thank you on behalf of, you know, the metal community and whatnot.
Yeah.
You still got your beard hair, though.
Yeah.
You're going to be pulling that out soon enough. So yeah, Kevin, let's talk about Hail Santa number 8 going at the Highline. I believe December 15th and 16th.
Yep, Friday, December 15th and Saturday, December 16th. Just about a week and a half away from Christmas at the Highline on Capitol Hill, a killer 21 and over venue. And this is going to be 2 days of metal. I'm going to go over the lineup real quick here. Witchhaven, The Accused AD, Demon Hammer, Devils of Luden, awesome band, Oxygen Destroyer, Phobia from Southern California, Zoth, who's in studio with us tonight, Vitriol from Portland, The Great Sorcerer, Nosratep, and Envenom. I think I read all of those crazy looking logos correctly. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, Tyler, at what point in the year do you start planning for Hail Santa? Like, how long have you been booking this out? Like, summertime? Like,
it should be about July. This year it was about September.
Gotcha.
You know, 6 months is good.
So, what's the first step? You just start sending out emails going, yo, we got this festival. Come play our goddamn show.
Yeah, you kind of think about bands you'd want to play, you know, potential headliners, local support, you know, people you know that, you know, deserve to have a good spot and you think will help bring a crowd, and you plan ahead, then you start sending out emails and trying to put it together.
So I noticed it's kind of diverse. I mean, you have everything from like gnarly grindcore with Phobia, Vitriol, which is like super death metal stuff. You got something like The Accused, which is like thrash crossover, Witchhaven, old school sound and stuff. Do you keep in consideration like trying to keep it diverse, or is it just like what you want to book?
Stuff we like and I like, and keeping it diverse, keeping it interesting, because there's lots of cool kinds of different music and
something
metal
for everybody.
So
yeah,
we also got the Great Sorcerer is a synth rock band, and
cool.
Then there's Nosratep, they're like cool instrumental prog rock. So it's cool to mix it up, and especially if you have a lot of bands, kind of keeps you engaged instead of, you know, a million black metal or death metal bands in a row.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And so, if I'm correct, it was the Josephine, right? was the inception of Hail Santa. Is that where the first ones went down?
Yeah, the first two arena. No, the first one and the third, fourth, and fifth one were there. And one of them was at the morgue, actually.
Okay. Oh. R.I.P. to both of those venues.
Yep.
So, oh, and by the way, what's up, Ben? How you doing, dude?
Yari.
What's up, Jeremy?
How you doing, man?
Sorry, we're terrible at introductions. We have Zoth in studio right now. Hail Santa 8 coming up Friday, December 15th.
But at least it's working audio-wise.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So also, should we mention that we're giving away some tickets?
We are, yes, yeah. Absolutely. If you're listening right now, you don't have to call us. Just go to KISW.com. We made it easy for you. You don't even have to engage in a conversation. You could sit down there with your bong in your hand and just vibe out and go to KISW.com, click on contests. All you have to do is enter your email, and you could be entered to win tickets to go see Hail Santa 8. Again, it's Friday, December 15th, and Saturday, December 16th. We got a list of all the bands playing. We're talking about it right now. So one of the bands, though, is Zoth, and in studio. And we're going to be playing some songs from them in a few minutes, but it's very, very cool
and
to have
also,
you guys up here.
Since we are giving away tickets, we also encourage you to go buy tickets.
That's
the reason we have these guys in here. Where can we find tickets to Hail Santa number 8?
Like, I don't know.
I think it's
Google sales page.
They're available on Ticketflyer. You can go to the Highline website and go to the calendar, and it will link you to the Ticketfly website.
So just show up.
Yeah, that too.
Just show up.
Show up the day of the event. It's Highline, HighlineSeattle.com. Right? Yeah.
So on the flyer is some incredible artwork. It looks like the Stormtroopers of Death or the Iron Maiden classic cover from The Number of the Beast, but it's Santa with some Iron Maiden-esque stuff. Who does these flyers? Who is the person who pens these?
The guy that does all the art, who's done it every single year, I should mention, is Eric Duffy at Gore Metal Art.
Awesome.
Nice. He's done, he did the Hostile Terraforming Zoth cover art, the Invasion of the Tentacube cover art, a couple other things.
Is this Santa holding a Tentacube here on the cover here? Is that what that is? The cube full of souls, or is that just a Krampus-style box full of dead jerks?
I gotta look. He does hide interesting details.
Yeah, I see. What does it say here coming out of his nether regions? Start the Rector with some poo-poo monsters.
Wow.
I like it.
There's a lot of detail to this. That is so cool.
So
Santa looks brutal as hell.
Should we play some Zoth and come back and talk a little bit more?
Yeah, man. This is the Antediluvian Annihilation. Why don't you introduce it? Because you guys do a much better job at actually explaining what the crazy, crazy themes of your songs are.
All right, Tyler. Let's do the real deal.
This song is about lost ancient civilizations and their horrible cataclysmic endings and how we have all been lied to about their true history. Antediluvian Annihilation. We can go.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock. Welcome back to the Season of Giving. And we're here in studio with Zoth, Jeremy, Tyler, and Ben from the band. Woody's not here tonight, though, so shout out to him, wherever he might be.
What's up, Woody?
Freeway Woody Ross.
Freeway Woody Ross. And congratulations on year number eight of Hail Santa.
Yes.
We know that's not easy to complete, especially with all of the hard work that goes into it, booking all the bands and all the shenanigans. Lots of booze, lots of eggnog and nutmeg, so to speak. Going down December 15th and 16th at the Highline on Capitol Hill. And let's talk a little bit about the holidays, man. It's Metal Shop. We got our own twist on the season, I suppose, you'd say.
So my question for you guys, what's the coolest gift you've ever been given for Christmas? Or the coolest gift you've ever personally given?
Something, or Hanukkah.
Something maybe like a toy when you were a kid, or something like being able to hang out with grandparents or something like that.
Nintendo 64! Oh my god!
Yes. Hell yeah, that's a crucial one.
A massage every month for the entire year.
Are you
that
serious?
That is amazing.
For you.
Shout out to Tiff.
What up, Tiff? That is a genius gift idea.
Thanks, Dad.
that's great,
gnarly,
man.
So
come we can start
on,
like a Metal Shop like gift list or like a wish list. That would be at the top. That's genius.
Yeah.
Where you go to like Massage Envy or something, you get hooked up like once a month.
No.
Oh, it's like
a Massage Envy.
Oh, I'm just saying, sometimes like people don't want to do it themselves, but to what do you get like the little handwritten, this coupon is good for?
My girlfriend and I have a friend who is a body worker, and she works with all professional snowboarders, and she's just amazing at what she does. And my girlfriend Tiffany hooked it up, and I was probably the most relaxed in that year that I've ever been in my life.
And that's awesome. Because
that's an amazing
being a drummer too. Like you're the most active, like physically, like hard work. Well,
that's
allegedly
right.
Physically hardworking guy in the band.
Yeah, I would time them like a couple days before or after a show, and
yeah,
it was spot on. That one's gonna be hard to top.
Ooh, I don't know.
Damn.
Best Christmas gift: Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Awesome.
Yes.
I think it was probably 14 at the time. I don't think I left my parents' basement ever since <That's> then.
Such a good game.
Until this afternoon.
So good.
My favorite was the huge G.I. Joe fortress that I was given one year. And I remember, it was just the weirdest reaction. My mom tells me all the time that I just go, "How did you get the money to buy this?" And she's like,
"It's Santa.
I don't have a job."
It's like, Santa. Yeah. Santa, dude.
It's like, "This is so expensive. My God.
How did the elves build snake eyes?"
And it was awesome until, I totally destroyed it. But it's okay. Those G.I. cool. Joe Wars.
It's the rebellious years when you go set it on fire and light a cigarette off of it or something.
Hell yeah. So we actually have our own Metal Shop tradition in here, and it is Death Metal December, because not everyone gets into the holiday spirit, so we like to celebrate by paying homage to one of the most brutal styles of music, Death Metal, whether it's classic or the bands that, push the genre forward. What are your favorite Death Metal bands? Name a few. Maybe something that got you into Death Metal or
something you think people should be aware of.
Yeah.
Akerkaka.
There you
go. Yes.
It's good stuff.
That's a good one.
My favorite.
Morbid Angel was the star for me.
All right. Yeah, nice. We're about to play some new Morbid Angel tonight, actually.
Yeah, a little bit later on.
Some brand new stuff. Really good.
I like my favorites would probably be Suffocation, Dying Fetus, Carcass.
All of which are still active.
Hell yeah.
Still going. Did the Suffocation record come out this year?
Yep, came out this year.
Same with Fetus.
We got to see Suffocation with Franca. He was back on vocals for a rare opportunity to see them back at Studio 7 a few weeks
ago. Random and surprise.
Exactly. But Death Metal December. Well, what was like the first death metal record you remember getting?
Gallery of Suicide by Cannibal Corpse.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
It was Morbid Angel Domination.
Ah.
I traded a Anti-Flag t-shirt for a Cannibal Corpse The Bleeding.
That's a good trade. Yeah. That's a solid trade.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
And who was it? Who'd you trade it to? What?
Well, tell me
the story.
Punk rocker Mike that I went to junior high with. And he was just getting into punk, and I was just getting out.
So you were switching.
Let's swap.
That's great. That's awesome.
That rules. All right, so Hail Santa coming up December 15th and 16th at the Highline. Go to HighlineSeattle.com to check it out. What are some of the bands that you guys are most hyped to see yourselves after booking the show and being a part of it this year for Hail Santa 8? Because there's some options, man.
Nosferatu.
Really? All right.
Yeah. Cool. They're way different from the other bands, but I think everybody's going to really like it, and it's going to be a surprise for sure. Amazingly talented players.
Tasty diversity. What about you guys, Zoth? You guys most stoked to see Zoth?
Yeah. Vitriol, pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, they're awesome.
See, Accused AD, I haven't seen them yet.
All right.
Always good to see Witchhaven.
Yeah.
Great Sorcerer. It's good to have a new electronic band on the show. Try something new.
Yeah.
Everybody, basically.
Yeah.
Right on.
So go to Highline Seattle. Ben, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm down for Phobia.
Hell yeah.
The homeboy Bruce at warlordclothing.com.
We'll be Check playing some out. Phobia in just a few.
Shout outs.
But we want to get into some Zoth. One more song by Zoth, and then you'll hear from us in just a few minutes. This is Invasion of the Tentacube. Would you like to introduce this one as well?
Yeah, bring it, Tyler.
Come on.
Bring
we that. Need these stage intros.
Bring, the heat, dope.
Bring it, bring it, bring
all
it.
You.
All right, we need it. 110%.
We need it.
Well, I usually use bad language at those concerts.
That's okay. Fine. Uh-huh. Fine.
Just say poo poo.
Poo poo.
All right, this next song is the title track from our full-length album. It's about a cube with tentacles that rips through space and time to feast on not only your soul, but most likely your pubic hair as well. Invasion of the Tentacube.
Yes! Here it is, Zoth on Metal Shop. It's another song by Zoth here on Metal Shop. These dudes are in studio now, and they're going to be playing. That it's actually going to be Saturday, December 16th, the second day of Hail Santa. But you should get your ass to Highline for the 15th and the 16th to see a ton of awesome bands. You can actually go to KISW.com, click on contests. You can enter to win tickets to go see Hail Santa 8. And again, that's Witch Haven, Accused AD, Demon Hammer, Devil's Illudent, Oxygen Destroyer, Vitriol, Zoth, Phobia, The Great Sorcerer, Nozratep, and Envenom.
Did you get them all?
I got them all. Yes. I got them all. Yeah.
So that's a good gift for your sweetie.
Indeed.
Or
that,
for yourself.
That would actually be a killer stocking stuffer, but you got to give them before Christmas.
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, we won you tickets to a show that happened two weeks ago. Yeah. So, Ben, Jeremy, Tyler, thank you guys again for coming up and hanging out with us.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. Attempt number dos.
Yeah, this time it worked. Yeah.
You guys are sweeties.
Congratulations.
No, you're the sweetie. Aww. So we just wanted to shout that out one more time. Go over to HighlineSeattle.com to get tickets. Show up to the Highline the day of the show. They'll hook you up. Go get some sweet vegan sandwiches.
And buy a Zoth t-shirt and buy their record because it's friggin' awesome.
Yes. So, gentlemen, thanks again. You got any final words for the Northwest or anything you want to say about Hail Santa before we jump into some phobia, I think?
Yeah, some phobia. Yeah.
Be there or be...
Oh! Tyler, you've been doing lots of hard work, man. We know.
Yeah, come on down to Hail Santa. It's come see the sights, the sounds. There's going to be decorations, a pentagram, candy cane.
Shout out to the minions.
Upside down Christmas trees, black Christmas trees.
I like nice. It.
That rules.
Yeah. New Zoth single coming out soon.
Oh, yeah, you got to hook us up with that when the day comes. Gentlemen, thanks again. We appreciate all you guys do for the scene and for your band is effing awesome. So thanks again, guys.
You too, guys.
So Hail Santa 8, again, December 15th and 16th. We're going to play two songs by Zoth. They're going to be headlining the second day, Saturday, December 16th. We got Damaged and Corpse Slayer from Orange County. It's Phobia on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.